KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Greetings, this is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. It is Tuesday, July the 7th. Glad to have you here. Lots to talk about, and here comes the news. So first on the mind is the extreme heat warning, which is in effect for Maricopa County through Thursday evening. Mark O'Malley is with the National Weather Service in Phoenix. He says a ridge of high pressure is pushing temperatures well above 110 degrees for much of this week.
So we advise people, if you need to get outside, do your outdoor activities early in the morning and try to spend your afternoon in the air conditioning.
O'Malley says temperatures will cool just slightly towards the end of the week, but he says there are no real chances of rain for the next several days in the forecast, though it does appear there is some monsoon activity chances for next week. Well, Valley City say the Arizona Water Banking Authority won't tell them how much water they can get from underground reserves in the event of Colorado River shortages. As Alex Hager reports, the agency is holding a special meeting today to discuss that issue.
Taxpayers have been funding a program to store excess Colorado River water since the 90s, with the idea that it could be used as a backup if there were cuts to the river's supply. Now, big cuts are likely months away, and cities say they're not being told whether they can get the water they're legally owed. Warren Tenney runs the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association.
There should be no question about this. This is the purpose of why the water was stored. So why is it even being questioned?
Tenney's group represents 10 major valley cities, including Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, and Glendale. He says it's hard for them to prepare for shortages without more information. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, two Democrats and one Republican running for various congressional seats have missed the deadline to file financial disclosures explaining how they make their money. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Congressional candidates and members of Congress must file financial disclosure reports annually. They outline each person's income, investments, and debts. The reports are meant to eliminate potential conflicts of interest and provide information on politicians' finances. Democratic candidate Kai Newkirk is running for Congress in District 4 against incumbent Greg Stanton and missed the May 15th filing deadline, as did Republican CD5 candidate Daniel Keenan and Democratic CD1 candidate Rick McCartney. Keenan hopes to replace outgoing Congressman Andy Biggs, and McCartney is running to replace outgoing Congressman David Schweikert. Both Biggs and Schweikert are leaving Congress to run for governor. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the pocket fire in the Oak Creek area north of Sedona is still burning. It's now scorched more than 26,000 acres. It's 48% contained. Over 1,200 personnel are still battling the blaze, and Oak Creek Canyon remains on high alert for evacuation. State Route 89A remains closed from Sedona to I-17, except for residents. Well, a new group handing out free American flags to Arizonans is actually part of a conservative group, Turning Point USA's latest effort to harvest voter data ahead of the 2026 election. From the politics team, again, here is Wayne Shutsky.
On July 4th, volunteers at a tent marked Fly the Flag at Roadrunner Park in Phoenix encouraged people to check their voter registration status. In exchange, they could receive a free flag. A volunteer who identified himself as Keith said people could check their status on Maricopa County's website or through flytheflag.com.
Either one works. Fly the Flag is a privately funded initiative. Okay. It's nonpartisan.
But the group does have partisan connections. Fly the Flag's website links back to Turning Point Action, a political group that has endorsed dozens of Republican candidates running in Arizona. And Fly the Flag's website uses a voter registration check form created by a new nonprofit run by former Turning Point employees. Data plugged into that form, like addresses and phone numbers, can later be used for get-out-the-vote efforts and donation requests. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Governor Katie Hobbs's campaign is trying to paint her opponent as a debate dodger. But as Cameron Sanchez comes back to tell us, that's what he is saying about her.
Four Republicans are competing in the Republican gubernatorial primary, and the winner will face Hobbs in November. Congressman Andy Biggs is a frontrunner, and the Hobbs campaign is going after him for skipping out on a recent candidate forum organized by Sun City West Republicans. But the group's vice president, Linda Barnes, said Biggs never committed to that forum or promised to participate. Meanwhile, Hobbs hasn't agreed to do any debates or candidate forums this cycle, and she notably refused to debate her Republican opponent, Carrie Lake, in 2022. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that car insurance companies can block customers from stacking multiple policies to cover one collision. Greg Hawney has details.
The case surrounds an incident from 2019 where a passenger in a vehicle suffered injuries leading to health care costs higher than what his auto policy with State Farm would cover. So he tried stacking underinsured policies purchased by his parents. State Farm denied the attempt, saying their rules prohibited stacking multiple policies in one household. The state's high court opinion says that State Farm's rules comply with Arizona laws, which allow insurance companies to block customers from stacking policies for one collision. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, federal land agencies are testing dozens of pilot projects to try and get better data on how many people are hiking, camping, or sightseeing on public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Federal employees might normally post up at a trailhead or count cars to track the numbers of people visiting parks or forests, but those techniques don't capture all visitors, especially in less popular areas. Last year, Congress passed a law directing agencies to create better monitoring methods. The Interior Department is looking at several, including digital mobility data. Spencer Wood directs the Outdoor Recreation and Data Lab at the University of Washington. He says this can include aggregated cell phone data and public social media.
They post a photograph that says they're out having a great time mountain biking. That's useful information.
Wood says another option is tracking how many people participate in virtual citizen science projects on public lands. Federal agencies say these newer techniques are promising but need more studying. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Well, the city of Tucson is switching from fireworks to drones for its annual 4th of July display next year. As Taylor Griffith reports, it could help free up firefighting personnel on the busiest night of the year.
Tucson's Assistant Fire Chief Paul Moore says his department responded to 95 fire-related incidents on the 4th.
That's a 60% increase in fire calls versus a normal night.
The city employs over 600 full-time firefighters, and additional staff is often called in for the holiday. Moore says while he's a little sad to lose the fireworks show as a Tucson native.
From my seat as the chief over our fire and EMS operations, it means that I don't have to send our specialty wildland team to the mountain every year.
Moore says this would alleviate staffing pressures, especially in years like this, when many local firefighters are already dispatched to various wildfires across the state and the West. Taylor Griffith, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, a candidate running for Congress in a deep red East Valley district claimed Maricopa County's Republican Party is backing his campaign. But as Wayne Chutsky comes back to tell us, the party's chairman says that's not true.
Homebuilder Daniel Keenan, who is running against former Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb for the GOP nomination in Arizona's Congressional District 5, sent out a press release claiming the Maricopa County Republican Party is hosting a fundraising event for his campaign. In a statement, Keenan says he is honored by the outpouring of support from the county party. But the Maricopa County GOP says it's not hosting the fundraiser. Chairman Craig Berlin told KJZZ the event was scheduled by activist group We the People Arizona Alliance, which shares office space with the county party. Berlin says Keenan's campaign is hosting the fundraiser. Keenan's campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Max Kepler homered to lead the Diamondbacks to an 8-0 shutout of the Padres last night in San Diego. For Kepler, his 3-run shot in the third is first since being signed by the D-backs and returning from an 80-game suspension after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. Three Arizona pitchers, led by starter Brandon Pfaadt, combined for the shutout. The D-backs play the 2nd of 4 in San Diego this evening. Basketball in the WNBA. The Mercury are back at it tonight. They'll host the Chicago Sky after a slow start. Phoenix has won 3 straight and 4 of their last 5. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast. This Tuesday, July the 7th, I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Stay cool and hydrated out there. We'll talk to you then.